St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to all of you, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord. I was handed one more announcement. It says, "Please announce that cookies and dog bones are ready to pick up today in the kitchen." So if you have cookies or dog bones that you have ordered, they're available in the kitchen after the service. The other thing is, that was wonderful, choir. We all very much appreciated that. Thank you very much. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, each one of the Sundays in Advent has a different theme. The first Sunday of Advent is Jesus' return. The second Sunday of Advent is John the Baptist, part one. The third Sunday of Advent is John the Baptist, part two. And the fourth Sunday of Advent is always Mary's Sunday. Every year, that's the cycle. So this is the first Sunday of Advent. It is Second Coming Sunday. And I think it hits a little bit of a raw nerve for all of us. This is a subject we don't always want to think about. For the most part, we're pretty comfortable with our lives. Even if we're not comfortable with our lives, we definitely don't like change. Especially us Lutherans. Do you remember the light bulb joke? How many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? Change. We don't change anything. Change is not something that we do easily. But the truth is, and this is the Sunday that we remember this, that the day will dawn when Christ will return and everything will be changed. The heavens will be changed. The earth will be changed. Life will be changed. We shall be changed. Listen to words that St. Paul writes to the church at Corinth. "Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed." St. Paul also writes these words to the church at Thessalonica. "For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left at the coming of our Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, and the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. So we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage yourself with these words." You know, those words were written a long, long time ago. And sometimes I think we start to think that those promises aren't relevant anymore, even for people of faith. And we've gotten pretty used to, or pretty accustomed to, this life. But this is the Sunday that we remind ourselves that Christ has promised that he will come again. There will be the sound of the archangel, the blast of the trumpet, and then Christ appears in the east, and everything comes to a stop. Then the world that we know it comes to an end. This life that we know comes to an end. And we find ourselves before the judgment seat. And then the redeemed begin a new life on a new and glorious earth. And this life will be one without death or mourning or crying or pain, without illness or the brokenness of sin. And oh, what a day that shall be. On this first Sunday of Advent, every year we take time to remind ourselves that this is our future. Whether we're alive when Jesus returns or we're sleeping in Christ when he returns, this is our future. Jesus tells us that the Lord's coming will be at a time that the world does not expect. He says he's going to take the world by surprise. I think today might be a very good day, don't you? He certainly would take a vast amount of the world by surprise if he came back today, wouldn't he? Jesus promised that he would come again. And as I like to say, he might come again before I finish this. Sentence. As Christians, we hold on to those last two verses in the Bible. You know, the very last two verses of the Bible. This is what they say. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints. Amen.